This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Republicans in El Paso County did not follow state law as they tried to fill a vacant House seat, CPR's Benta Berklin explains.
The Secretary of State's office said the GOP-led vacancy committee held the election to fill the empty seat less than 10 days after the former House Minority Leader resigned. State law requires 10 days' notice before a vacancy election. The state is asking El Paso County Republicans to redo the vacancy election. Republicans are in charge of the process of filling the seat of former Republican leader Rose Puglisi. She resigned last month. A quarter of the current legislature was initially appointed through a vacancy committee. I'm Benta Berklin, CPR News.
Meanwhile, the Trump administration looks to be following through on its threat to make the shutdown painful, especially for Democrats. Budget Director Russ Vogt is preparing for more layoffs. He also said the administration will cut almost $8 billion in climate funding for Colorado and 15 other states. Those are all states Trump did not win in the last election. Democratic Senator Michael Bennett says he's not surprised.
The fact that they'd be doing this in the wake of a decision not to pass a budget that will drive massive increases in the American people's health care, I don't think is going to change the minds of people that are fighting for affordable health care for the American people, including myself.
Bennett says the administration had already been withholding federal funds for projects approved by Congress. This is CPR News.